Without further ado, let's really get into the call. I'd like to welcome David Sandoval. He's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're really lucky to have him with us each and every Wednesday night to share the knowledge that he's accumulated over 20 years of researching and being in this industry. And as Flory can probably attest, and as Carmelita and any other members that have been to the Oasis, Dave is just a wealth. He's a walking encyclopedia of information. And so we just get little tidbits every Wednesday night, but I think that they have some really intensive classes at the Oasis. And so so welcome, Dave, and thanks again for taking time out to be with us and share with us your awesome knowledge.
Oh, well, thank you. I have to say one last thought on the Oasis is we had one of our best classes with all of us sitting at the base of a tree that was so large that probably 30 people linking hands couldn't reach all the way around it.
Wow.
And it was really a nice treat to get up there and have the to get away from the Oasis, get up into the mountains, into the giant sequoias, and just one of these amazing, you know, when you look at nature, Amy, when you look up and you see this tree that is so big and so ancient, you know, 500, 1,000, 2,000 years old potentially, and just the very size of it, you have to really be humbled by nature. And so many times we are humbled in our lifetimes, and it's important to note that that nature is there to work for us as well. And so just as that giant tree has been, you know, nourished by the earth, so we can be, and we could live a very long life and be very strong. And we can also, you know, in my opinion, use the tools that are given to us in nature to make our lives much, much better. That's what we're all about here at Platinum Health Products. Amy, you have prepared an excellent protocols for tonight as far as the American ginseng goes, the curriculum, I mean. And I bet a lot of people are curious about, you know, ginseng. You hear a little bit about it. You know, you see it sold in these little vials at stores. There's, you know, jokes about it being for, you know, sexual, you know, effect and things like that. But really, it's a very serious herb. It's been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. The written history is quite phenomenal, and the scientific basis for using ginseng to heal the body is also quite legitimate and significant. So that having been said, I'd like to invite everybody to sit back, you know, enjoy yourselves as we take you through this little introduction to an education about white American ginseng. And Amy, why don't I again turn the mic over to you, and let's get started.
Well, basically, let's talk first. Let's tell everybody, if they're not familiar with what ginseng is, let's just tell us, Dave, what exactly is ginseng?
Well, you know, ginseng is a root. It has been used in traditional Chinese medicine, as we said, as well as Western cultures as a botanical. That means that it's used for therapeutic benefit. And there actually are two main types of ginseng, and often both types are taken for health, for health and for well-being. And consumers who take American ginseng for a cooling effect, and they tend to take Asian ginseng for the heating effect. And so the Korean, Chinese ginseng, it tends to have that hot or heating effect on the body, whereas white American ginseng seems to have a cooling effect on the body. And we'll get more into that a little bit later. The American ginseng is Panax gingifolius, and Panax gingifolius is a white root, and it is adaptogenic. That means that the longer you use it, the more effective it becomes within the body. You could use it over a very long period of time, and it does not have diminished returns. And our American ginseng is actually produced in Wisconsin, which has soil that actually produces the finest ginseng available. Most people are familiar with the straight Panax ginseng, not the Panax gingifolius. And this Asian ginseng actually warms the body. It's red ginseng. So we're talking about white ginseng versus red. And as I noted earlier, it's typically grown in China and Korea. and it's used to increase the stimulation of the body. Now, if you've ever taken ginseng and you feel like the literally can feel the organs in your stomach, your liver, and they start to like expand and contract, and it feels like almost like you can feel your heartbeat in your organs. This is a very stimulating effect, and most people in America are overstimulated. In other words, it actually is not good for you, the red ginseng, because we already have a society where we have coffee and we have other stresses in our lives of, you know, crowded cities and television and overall feeling of food is the overall effect of most food that we eat in American diet is heating as well. So to have the cooling effect of ginseng and that calming, soothing effect of ginseng is really in contrast. But don't let that fool you. White ginseng is phenomenal for producing energy. It's phenomenal for producing a raised endurance level. And so it does increase endurance. It does increase mental clarity. It does increase energy, but it does it in the most gentle, calm, and soothing way. And ginseng has some pretty very interesting, history, but we actually get ours from America, as we said. And Amy, tell us about the name ginseng and sort of the background about that.
Well, the botanical names here are Panax. We have the Panax, and how did you say that?
Gingifolius.
I certainly am having a hard time pronouncing that. And then the other one is just Panax ginseng. So we have the American ginseng, and we have the Panax ginseng. And the word Panax is derived from the Greek word panikos or panacea, which means a cure-all. And the American ginseng, as Dave said, is considered to have many more cooling properties than the Asian counterparts. And one thing that's very unique about the American ginseng is that it's used only after the roots are at least 4 years old. It's very difficult to harvest, although some farmers have succeeded, and we have partnered up with a grower in Wisconsin, and he has definitely succeeded in growing and harvesting and cultivating the American ginseng. While most of the American ginseng that is grown in the United States is exported to Asian countries because the Asian countries see the value of the white American ginseng actually over the ginseng that is grown in their homeland. So most of the ginseng grown in the U.S. is exported, but of course some of it is purchased by Platinum Health Products. We've negotiated, we've met with, we have an agreement and relationship with the farmer, with the expert in American ginseng, and so we have a stock set aside for us. And so you can be assured that you're always getting, again, the highest quality American-made white American ginseng. And we use the same supplier for our liquid extract, which is the product that we're talking about tonight, the eight fluid ounce liquid extract. But the powder, if you ever see American ginseng listed on a capsule or a powder label, that is from the exact same source. From Wisconsin, so I know Be Energetic, I believe Super Male, also contains the white American ginseng. So everything that we're talking about tonight, you can also, it also goes with the Be Energetic or anytime you see that ingredient listed on a label.
Definitely. And, you know, Amy gave some pretty awesome information because what you don't know is that most of the ginseng bought in America, like 80 to 90% of the ginseng bought in America, comes from Asia, and I guarantee you that the people who buy it to sell it in the United States are not ginseng experts. They're people buying for price. Period. Amen. And end of story. And so they buy the cheapest seconds. They buy the bits and pieces that are basically discarded in Asia because they take all the best for themselves. And they send the rest to the U.S. And then what do? They export or they import the very best ginseng from the United States to Asia. And so the bottom line is we have kept the very best ginseng in the world right here at home, right where it really came from to begin with. And so it's sort of strange juxtaposition, don't you think, Amy, that Americans are using the cheap Asian ginseng and the And the Asians are using the very best American ginseng.
I think it's pretty hilarious. And there's also a big misnomer out there. You see something called Siberian ginseng all over the marketplace, or especially a couple years ago, it's been a little bit cracked down on recently. But tell us, Dave, what is Siberian ginseng? Is it even a ginseng at all?
No, Siberian ginseng actually does not even have any ginsenosides at all. Siberian ginseng is in its own way, Elaenothrombocytes senticosus is the official name. So you now see, instead of because by law they finally said, you know, people have to know that there are scientific studies about ginseng, and in ginseng there are ginsenosides. And so unless it contains ginsenosides, the therapeutic part of ginseng, then it can't be known as ginseng. And so Elaenothrombocytes senticosus will now be seen on labels as Eleuthero or Elaenothrombocytes, but it no longer will be noted as Siberian ginseng. So it never was ginseng, never will be ginseng, and it was just something being sold under a name that was popular so that it could get more.
And that's another thing that we always like to bring up. Read your labels and read your labels very carefully. As we're talking about tonight, why don't you say it? It's Panax
gingifolium. Yeah.
And that's spelled Q-U-I-N-Q-U-E-F-O-L-I-U-S. Look for that on your product label. When you see Panax ginseng, that is the red or the Asian ginseng that Dave was talking about that has that warming quality. So you want to make sure, read your labels. Don't be fooled by Siberian ginseng. Don't be fooled by Panax ginseng. You want to look for the American white ginseng, or scientifically known as?
Oh, let's try it together. Gingifolius.
Gingifolius, Panax gingifolius.
There you go. That's awesome.
Oh, cool. So, Dave, we found some really cool history about American ginseng. It goes back several hundred years. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what we found in our research?
Well, American ginseng was first really made popular in the 1700s. A French Jesuit priest returned to Europe, to Paris, with a sample he had found in southern Canada. And sensing the potential profits from such an amazing healing food, the Jesuits actually sent missionaries to Canada to search through, you know, the wild lands for this amazing healing root. And for several years, the Jesuits actually shipped tons of American ginseng to China, where the Jesuits were very much involved in, you know, they're spreading the word of their religion. So in 1784, George Washington himself reported meeting a pack of horses carrying ginseng. And Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett are also said to have made large sums of money in trafficking ginseng. Sounds like we're doing something wrong there, doesn't it?
Yeah, trafficking. That's hilarious.
American ginseng became such a lucrative crop that it was sort of like the gold of the gold rush in California. The wild ginseng was almost wiped out along the eastern seaboard, up and down the Americas and Canada, because of its popularity and the extra and the harvesting of it. And so I think that is a pretty interesting history. And there's a lot of storied, of course, if you look in the writings, the ancient Chinese writings, ginseng has been written about for 5,000 years, and was found in the burial chambers of some of the highest ranking, historically significant Chinese leaders. And so the ginseng has a 1,000 years old history, and an amazing, interesting thing. According to Chinese philosophy, as you know, the universe is said to be composed of yin and yang, or the opposites, which keep each other in balance. And the balance of opposites determines the order of the universe. And so this concept of opposing natural forces is pretty widespread among philosophers throughout Chinese history. Well, because of that yin and yang philosophy, they also break foods down, that your body requires both yin and yang foods, both hot and cold foods, to keep body pressure functioning normally. Things like blood pressure, blood sugar, and your energy level are you know, typically balanced with the use of ginseng. And again, the ginseng we have has that cooling effect. That's the yin effect, in case you're wondering. And the yan, or yang, as some people say, but the yan effect is represented by the red ginseng. And so yin or yin is the white, and yan or yang is the red. And whether that was worth mentioning or not, I'm not sure, but I thought I'd just finish up the thought that we started earlier.
Well, definitely, and I think that is why it's the yin factor that's what makes the Asian culture covet the white American ginseng so much, is because what they are growing in their native homeland is very yang. And as you mentioned before, the tea that we drink, or the tea that they customarily drink, has caffeine. There's so many stimulants already. And so when they found this yin or calming effect that they like I said earlier, they coveted this root, and that's why it almost became extinct in the United States. But Wisconsin happens to be where we found the relationship, cultivated the relationship, if you will, with our farming partner. And Wisconsin seems to be the absolutely ideal place for ginseng to grow. It has cool summers, it has rolling hills, it has virgin soil, and it grows very highly potent American ginseng. Producers in Wisconsin have generations of growing experience. It's been growing there for hundreds of years. And the techniques have been refined, and so they can cultivate and produce obviously the world's highest quality of farmed ginseng, and the quality, again, it's the highest quality produced in the world, and it has again a worldwide reputation. Wisconsin has a worldwide reputation as the best area to produce the white American ginseng. Also, the Wisconsin ginseng contains very high levels of ginsenoside, which is the active component. It's the phytochemical identified in the ginseng. Comparatively speaking, the Wisconsin ginseng, white American ginseng, generally averages much higher levels of ginsenosides than American ginseng grown outside of the United States. So the area that it's grown in really can impart some special characteristics, or really can enhance the level of the phytochemical that is the beneficial part of the ginseng, why we take the ginseng. The ginsenosides are what give ginseng that highly bitter taste, but it's a desired bitter taste. And it is this unique taste that comes with the reputation of being the best quality ginseng, and that is from Wisconsin.
And Amy, there's a lot of people who call and they say, "Well, tell us, describe this liquid ginseng. How does it come? How do I use it? What is the potency of ginsenosides? How is it made?" Why don't you run down and answer those questions real quick for folks?
Well, let's talk about what is in it and what is not in it that makes it so significant.
There are a lot of liquid extracts out there. They typically are loaded with alcohol.
With alcohol, absolutely.
We work with so many recovering addicts and things like that, and recommend, foods to people who have food sensitivities or just very strict diets. They may not want alcohol.
Exactly. Also, people with candida don't want alcohol introduced into their system. So our white American ginseng extract is 100% alcohol-free. Basically, what happens is it is suspended in a pure vegetable glycerin. So we have three ingredients in the product. We have the American ginseng, we have pure vegetable glycerin, and water. And so you can't get more pure than that. And so people say, well, how is it extracted? We hear that there is alcohol in the extraction process. And yes, that is absolutely correct. The roots are harvested, and they are extracted using alcohol. But then that extract is dried into a powder. And during that process, all the water and alcohol evaporates. and so you're just left with a powdered extract. Then we leave it as a powdered extract until we're ready to make the liquid, and then that powder is reconstituted using the vegetable glycerin as an agent to reconstitute it with. So again, you're getting the purest, most potent variety that does not contain any alcohol, and that is, in my opinion, something that we can really, really be proud of.
Absolutely. I think that that is a really good description. I think that, you know, people could have confidence in the product based upon, you know, the care that's taken during its preparation. That's really, really unusual.
Exactly.
Now,
and we've had the product tested, and the testing shows that each teaspoon contains anywhere between 43 and 51 milligrams of ginsenicides. That they seem to be in a ratio. There's different types of ginsenicides, but ours seem to be in a ratio of 5-1 RB1 to RG1 ratio. And I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure, Dave, you could shed quite a bit more light on that, but that is a more favorable ratio to have a higher amount of the RB1 versus the RG1.
Well, I think that what we're, you know, that relates to the calming and cooling effect, the fact that it doesn't overstimulate the body. And so we clearly have a higher ratio of the calming, cooling ginsenicides, and that is what makes the difference between, obviously, white and red ginseng.
Awesome. Thanks for that. And, you know, people across the world have been using ginseng for thousands and thousands of years. So why don't we talk a little bit about the potential uses and why ginseng is known as a panacea, or why it might be known as a cure-all? Would you like to start on that, Dave?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that when something is among the top healing herbs, if not the, you know, probably if you look at the top 3 to 5 herbs that are used in Chinese medicine, ginseng is in that top 3 to 5. And so the use of mushrooms and the use of velvet antler, those are way at the top as well. And so when you realize this 5,000-year-old history of using ginseng, they have documented literally hundreds of effects. Ginseng increases circulation. It raises mental clarity, increases your endurance, your focus, but more importantly, the number one benefit to ginseng, in my mind, is that nothing reduces metabolic stress more effectively. Nothing reduces the overall stress of the body, of the physiological nature, than ginseng. It helps in the recovery time, and truly can be useful in a number of applications. In fact, even attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And a study shows that American ginseng, when used with some other herbs, may be actually has been proven to helping treat ADHD. And there's more research that's going on in that area. There's probably more promising research about a disease that a lot of people worry about. Amy, why don't you tell them about that?
Well, that's Alzheimer's disease, and that's something that's very close and personal to me, as my grandmother's just been admitted to a nursing home dealing with that right now. But there's been reports, and there's also been some animal-based studies that indicate that a component in the American ginseng, the ginsenicide itself, the phytochemical, may slow the progression of Alzheimer's and improve memory and behavior. Studies of large groups of people are obviously needed to understand how this, you know, possibly how it works. But as oftentimes happens, we can identify that something is working, can't identify exactly how it's working, and it's kind of put on a back burner. But again, obviously, people for thousands of years have known the wonderful healing effects of American ginseng, and so you know, maybe obviously more research is needed to find out exactly why, but it certainly can't help, and I certainly could also use some memory enhancement. So I think that's a really good thing.
Absolutely. And you know, if you look at lung, liver, stomach, and pancreatic, as well as ovarian cancer, ginseng, at least in one laboratory study, American ginseng was shown to enhance the effects of the medications used to treat breast cancer. So various certain types of cancer have been shown to actually be reduced by the use of ginseng, and that includes, again, lung, liver, stomach, pancreatic, and ovarian. And then breast cancer treatment is also enhanced with ginseng, allowing doctors to potentially use far less chemotherapy. And I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And then another ailment that affects millions and millions of people that they know that they have it, and it affects millions and millions more people that are walking around every day that have no clue that they have it, and that's diabetes. And both Asian and American ginseng appear to lower the blood sugar or the glucose level, but there's been much more scientific study and indication that the white American ginseng has the better effect. Several human studies report a blood sugar lowering effect using the white American ginseng in patients with type 2 diabetes, both with their fasting and their after eating glucose levels. And one study found that people with type 2 diabetes who took the American ginseng before or together with a high sugar load meal experienced less of an increase in their blood glucose levels. So that's really exciting and really encouraging. There's been several studies using laboratory animals that also report positive effects of using the white American ginseng, and specifically the ginsenosides for high blood sugar levels. One study that was performed on mice found that the white American ginseng berry was much more effective, that was very effective in lowering blood sugar. So obviously, again, more research is needed, but that there is strong indicators that the ginseng would be something very beneficial to incorporate into your diet or into your nutritional supplementation to control if you know you already have type 2 diabetes, or perhaps just to help keep the blood sugar level in check if you think you might be borderline or it runs in your family.
Exactly. And, you know, there is a lot of studies that simply show that American ginseng is enhancing to the immune system, which in theory helps the body fight off all infections and disease. In several clinical studies, American ginseng improved the function of cells that play the role in immunity. So you simply strengthen the immune system, and that's really important. A lot of people, you know, think about ginseng, and you know it's got that crazy-looking root. You know, it basically has a yellowish-green umbrella-shaped flowers that grow in the center and produce red berries above the ground. And depending upon the age of the root, they also develop wrinkles. And so when the roots begin to get wrinkled, then we know that they're old enough and mature enough to actually have a good function. That should be the same as is that the same with us, Amy?
I don't know. I did see something where it says the ginseng root resembles the human body. Well, I guess maybe it does.
Well, the ginseng actually is known as man root, and that's because obviously there are you know similarities in the way that it grows, and that is sort of an unusual name, but that is what it was called. And this is important because American ginseng, again, is used after it is aged up to 4 to 6 years to increase the potency in it and raise the ginsenoside levels, a little bit like the ginkgo tree, which needs to be very old before it's valuable. So American ginseng is very expensive and very difficult to grow, and we believe that the price of ours makes it extremely attractive as well. You know, we use the ginseng root and the root hairs. So the main chemical ingredients are ginsenosides, but they also have polysaccharide glycans, and the gingifolians A, B, and C are polysaccharides. They're not ginsenosides. And American ginseng, because of that, you know, has a more relaxing effect, as we noted many times, than the Asian ginseng. Now, Amy, but ginseng is so powerful that there are, in fact, a couple of sort of side effects or cautions or precautions that I think that you should make people aware of. Would you mind taking a moment to do that?
Absolutely. Well, of course, you know, we believe in education. We want to have everyone fully educated, you know, before you make a decision to take the product. And you need to obviously consult with your healthcare provider. We are not giving medical advice. We reiterate that every Wednesday night that this is not medical advice. This is just nutritional information. But if you are already on an anti-diabetic medication, the American ginseng may lower the blood sugar levels. Therefore, this herb may interfere with the effectiveness of your blood sugar lowering prescription medication. And so it's best to talk with your healthcare provider. Let them know what you want to do, what you are going to do, and then monitor that and perhaps adjust, have the healthcare provider adjust the medication that you're taking, but just be fully aware. So if you already are on insulin or oral hypoglycemic agents, definitely consult your healthcare provider before you jump right in and start taking 1 to 3 teaspoons a day as we recommend.
Excellent, excellent. You know, there is also, you have to worry about the blood thinning medications. Some reports have indicated that the ginsenosides decrease the effectiveness of warfarin, and that's a blood thinning medication. So, in addition, ginsenosides may inhibit platelet activity and should probably not be used together with aspirin either. So if you're taking warfarin or aspirin or one of these blood thinning medications, then you probably want to to either discontinue the medication once you have that condition under control, or discontinue using the ginseng, because you certainly don't want to risk anything unnecessarily.
Absolutely. And then if you happen to be taking a psychiatric medication belonging to the, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, phenelzine family, which is belongs to a class known as monoamine oxidase inhibitors. If you're taking one of those medications, American ginseng may exaggerate the effect of the medication, so they should not be taken together. So again, consult your healthcare provider, talk to them. If you are taking anti-diabetic, if you're taking blood thinning, if you're taking a psychiatric medication, and talk to them and explain this and research and then make the decision, together with your healthcare provider.
Definitely. Now, Amy, just because it says not to take this medication with a diabetes type of with diabetes medications, that doesn't mean that ginseng is not good for diabetics, does it?
Absolutely. There was just a study that came out that is very, very promising. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that study, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. There hasn't been that much scientific research in Western culture surrounding ginseng's healing ability. It has been a staple of Chinese medicine for more than 2,000 years. But most of the claims have been based on anecdotal evidence, and there hasn't been, as I said, that many scientific tests performed on humans. But a new research study published by the Archives of International Medicine shows that one species of ginseng actually has therapeutic value, and of course that is American ginseng. The American ginseng appears to produce significant reductions in blood sugar in people with and even without diabetes. And so reductions in blood sugar are very good, obviously. Now, the findings suggest that American ginseng could have important implications for the treatment and prevention of diabetes mellitus, which affects nearly one in every 12 North Americans. That's type 2 adult onset diabetes, also known as insulin resistance or anabolic disease. And so the study shows an improvement in the quality of research now being conducted of herbal medicine. There didn't used to be that many studies done on herbs, and now there's getting to be a little bit more. In one study, scientists divided the subjects into two groups, 9 patients with type 2 diabetes and the other composed of non-diabetic patients. And on 4 separate occasions, within 1 week apart, each subject took a pill containing either 3 grams of American ginseng or a placebo, and the pills were consumed either 40 minutes before or in conjunction with a meal consisting of 25 grams of sugar mixed with water. Now, when blood samples were taken from the subjects immediately before the meal and samples were taken at 10, 15, 30, 45, 60, 90 minutes after eating, patients in the diabetic group also had samples taken 120 minutes after the meal, and the decrease in blood glucose levels were seen in both groups of patients. And when the ginseng was taken in conjunction with the meal, blood glucose levels in diabetic patients decreased 19% at 45 and 60 minutes after eating. And when the ginseng was taken 40 minutes before eating, the blood glucose levels decreased an average of 22%. So we're talking about a very, very powerful effect on blood sugar, and this is when taken with or without food during meals in which we have a significant amount of sugar.
Wow, that's very, very encouraging. Very.
But there is more incredible news that's coming out about ginseng. In fact, one of the most interesting, intriguing studies Amy stumbled upon during her research. I want to give her full credit for that, and also invite her to tell us a little bit about this pilot ginseng study that could actually show some benefits to people who are going through chemotherapy and who suffer from cancer. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, and this is kind of like hot off the press news that just came out. And there was a study that was a collaborative effort between the North Central Cancer Treatment Group and the Mayo Clinic. So these are big, well-funded organizations putting this study together. And what they found in their preliminary data was that American ginseng provides greater improvement in the fatigue and vitality in patients who are receiving these high-level doses compared to lower doses or no treatment. The results of their scientifically rigorous pilot study, which was the first to evaluate the white American ginseng as a possible therapy for cancer-related fatigue, were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology. So again, heavy-duty organizations looking into this. And what they reported is that many cancer patients is many cancer patients face extreme fatigue, both emotional and physical, after diagnosis and during treatment of their cancer, and that getting restful sleep often is very, very difficult for someone that's been diagnosed and who is undergoing treatment of cancer. And so other than exercise, doctors and researchers have not been able to find a good solution to make available for these patients who are experiencing the extreme fatigue levels. And what they found, or what one of the PhDs said, is we hope that the American ginseng may offer us a much-needed treatment to improve the quality of our patients' lives, and we look forward to further more evaluation on this subject. So it's showing a lot of promise. Another quote is that cancer-related fatigue is one of the most profound and distressing issues that the patient faces. This unique type of fatigue can have dozens of causes, and for patients who have completed their cancer therapy, fatigue is among their foremost concerns, second only to fear of the disease recurring. So this is a huge challenge that if I myself am not fully aware of, I haven't gone through that, I haven't personally experienced it, but if you have, or you've had a close family member or friend that you've watched through the process, I'm sure that you know exactly what we're talking about, the extreme emotional and physical fatigue that one goes through while battling this disease. And this pilot study is showing very beneficial results that fatigue can be overcome in a very natural way. And the study was designed to pinpoint which aspects of fatigue that ginseng may help alleviate. And they identified that. And they basically, while the results were promising, of course, that they need more research to conduct. And they say that definitely do this in conjunction with your healthcare professional, obviously while you're on the cancer treatment, but that there is very promising evidence of reduced fatigue. So very, very awesome information. And I'm sure that as we can extrapolate, that if you are under extreme emotional stress, physical stress, while your body's fighting the cancer, and the ginseng can help reduce that fatigue, that if your body is not under such extreme stress, it can work when your body's just functioning relatively normal, like when you're just fighting, as we talked about before, the common cold, when you're just fighting just everyday stresses of life, the ginseng, if it can be powerful when your body is basically fighting for survival, it can definitely be a positive addition when your body's just going through the stresses of everyday life.
Absolutely. That is a really great study, and thank you for sharing that information, because I think a lot of people, they never realized there was so much serious scientific information behind ginseng. And now that they know, I think they'll be a lot more confident, you know, when it comes time to make that decision, whether or not that's something they want to include in their life. So awesome, awesome information.
Well, we've talked about so much about what the ginseng is good for. Let's talk about how to take the ginseng. Basically, we
daily.
Have, I'm sorry?
Daily?
Yeah, daily. Daily, and we have an 8-ounce fluid extract is the size that we sell the liquid extract in. The retail price is $39.95, very competitive, very good price, and that is at full retail. And we recommend that you take between 1 and 3 teaspoons of the ginseng per day, you know, and that depends on, you know, your body, you know, your level of stress, you know, your level of fatigue. And again, we recommend 1 to 3 teaspoons daily. And we do recommend that you take it with food, especially if you have any tendencies to have low or high blood sugar. It's best to take the 1 to 3 teaspoons daily with food.
Well, yeah, a lot of people wonder, well, how much should they take and when should they take it? And, you know, and the cool part, with that level of ginsenosides, I mean, 60 milligrams of ginsenosides are typically considered to be a therapeutic amount. And it seems like we're blowing that away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you don't have to be worried at all about the alcohol content. It's extremely safe to give, to anyone. It does taste a little bitter, just to be honest, but as we talked about before, that is a characteristic of ginseng. If you know ginseng, if you've been around ginseng, used it in the past, you know it is a little bitter. And so one way to kind of hide the bitter taste of it is to mix it with a little bit of juice. You know, you take your teaspoon, you put it in like maybe 3 or 4 ounces of orange juice or juice, and you just swig it down.
That is, yeah, I personally think it would be great to mix, you know, in the morning. You could squirt it into your green food because it's adaptogenic. So, yeah, there's so many ways to take it. And I think that when people do use it, they have to remember, like, as far as I'm concerned, I usually take a loading dose. I take a loading dose of maybe 2 to 3 times as much as typically recommended. And then I find that after that, then the effect is almost immediate. Like the next day, I'm immediately feeling that increased energy endurance. And of course, obviously the best part is that you have that mental clarity. It is really quite phenomenal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that pretty much takes us through the content. Did you have anything else that you can think of or that you would like to add before we open up the line for questions, Dave?
The only thing I really want to add is that, you know, throughout history, Amy and I are really dedicated to using historical means of healing the body. Time is an amazing filter. Over time, people get to separate the good from the bad. Enough documentation piles up in the form of people's experiences to where we could separate the good from the bad. In today's world, we see this extreme type of rush to get new pharmaceutical drugs onto the market that are relatively untested. They have, you know, these double-blind studies that are not that long. Maybe 10 years is considered really long, and, you know, 1,000 people is considered a lot. Well, these traditional healing foods, thank you, have been observed for thousands of years, hundreds of years, and by tens of thousands of people. And if there was something wrong with them, if they were bad for the body, we'd know it. And clearly there's not, unlike the medicines, which we oftentimes find after they've been approved, have to be recalled from the market because of the dangerous side effects, increased risk of death. And so Amy and I are presenting you with traditional healing foods, and they're safe. That's the coolest part. And they work. And that is what people are here for, is to have safe products that work. And I'm really proud to be with Amy together presenting those to the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I just I wanted to tell everybody, it is item number 2130. It's a relatively new addition. It popped up on the website maybe 6 weeks ago. So it's called White American Ginseng. It's an 8-ounce fluid extract, item number 2130. And the full suggested retail price is $39.95. Now, if you add up, this is so funny, I have a very good friend who was buying all of her Starbucks on her debit card. And so when the month closed and she got her bank statement, she's like, wow, there sure is a lot of Starbucks charges on here. And so she decided to add it up. Well, it came to over $120. And so so many of us are spending so much money on stimulants. And that's the way we're dealing with our fatigue, and that's the way we're dealing with our stress. So $39.95 is quite a bargain to help deal with that stress, to help deal with that fatigue from a natural sense, where you're not stimulating your body, where you're not wearing out your adrenal glands, where you're actually supporting and restoring them. So, you know, please consider that if you're a person that's always grabbing for caffeine. And believe me, I can empathize with you completely, but this is a really awesome alternative that you should definitely give a try.
Right on. I couldn't agree more.
Cool. Well, let me just give the replay information really quick again, and then we will go ahead and open up the phone for questions.
That sounds great.
Okay. If you like this information, if you want to pass it along or share it with anyone, friends, family, loved ones, you can do that by calling the replay line starting tomorrow afternoon, and that number is 212-461-8911. Also, we will put the call on the website. It's under the Education tab, and then you click on Conference Calls. You can click on it. You can listen to it right there on your computer, or you can download it to your iPod or burn it onto a CD to play it in your car later. Also, if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link, and that gives you the ability to easily forward this along to anyone in your contacts list that you think might benefit from the information. So you can just say, hey, this is cool. You're stressed out. I know you're drinking a lot of caffeine. Hey, maybe listen to this and give it a try. So please feel free to re-access that information. That's what we do it for. So let me go ahead and open up the line, and then we're happy to take questions that anyone may have. If you hit star 6 on your phone and you would like to ask a question, just hit star 6 again, and that will unmute your line. Do we have any questions out there tonight?
You said that even though it lowers blood sugar, it's still good for people with hypoglycemia.
Hello, I think I missed that.
Oh, you said that even though it lowers blood sugar, it's still good for people with hypoglycemia.
It is good for people with hyperglycemia, and it's actually it will lower blood sugar in people prone to hyperglycemia. That's correct.
But people who have low blood sugar already, it's still good for them, even though it lowers blood sugar.
There is no negative connotation that we have seen as far as blood interaction. Now, people with hypertension people with hypertension are not recommended to take American ginseng, but that's the only real warning about that.
What you should do if you have hypoglycemia is just make sure you take it with a food. Don't take it standalone. So if you take it with food, you're completely okay.
You mean taking it with food? Do you mean taking it before, during, or after the meal?
I think immediately before or during is fine.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't walk over this. Walk around. Don't step on this. Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Listen, I have low blood sugar. Would you advise me to take that?
Absolutely. That's what we were just talking about, is that you can totally take it. You can still experience all the anti-fatigue, all the other wonderful adaptogenic benefits. Just be sure and take it with food.
Okay.
To make sure that it doesn't have a negative effect on that hypoglycemia that you already experienced.
Okay. Because I know a lot of people that have they're diabetics and they're on certain other medications. So I'm going to represent this to them.
Awesome, awesome. And if you have hypoglycemia, one of the best things for hypoglycemia are green drinks and activated barley.
I'm going to have them call you so you let them know that's the formula.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Okay.
Great. Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, sure. Please go ahead.
At what dosage? You had mentioned that the diabetes medication may be affected by the ginseng. At what dosage is it added? Is it any dose or?
That is a little bit touchy because we are not doctors and we cannot give medical advice. My advice to you as a person-to-person basis is, speak with your healthcare practitioner, get them on board with what you're doing, and then monitor, anything that you start out. Start out slowly and monitor, but again, we can't give exact.
I don't mean by what doses of the actual medication. I'm talking about in terms of the ginseng, like how much of the ginseng would affect the medication.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, the dose that we recommend, unfortunately, would affect those three medications that we mentioned.
Okay.
Thank you, babe.
Okay, and one last question: is it possible to mix the ginseng with the rice bran, salvia, spirulina, and activated barley?
Absolutely.
Sure, not a problem at all.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Question?
Okay, sure.
Does this replace the ginseng fluff? I still have some ginseng fluff. So
it definitely has
ginseng.
The same benefit as ginseng fluff, yes.
It replaces it.
It definitely has the same benefit, yes.
I see. That had the blue-green algae with it, too.
That has the spirulina with it, yeah. But this will definitely have the same ginseng effect. It's in a liquid. It's in a liquid, so it should get into the body very quickly.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Hello? I have a question.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, earlier, if you want to go there, if you have hypertension, you should take it on product.
No, we're having a hard time hearing. If you could repeat that question one more time.
Taking the product, if you have hypertension, you suggest that they do not take it?
Did you hear that?
Did you hear me?
He said if you have hypertension, do you suggest that they not take
they
it?
They not take it. That's correct.
Why?
Why? Because it could actually exacerbate the condition, so it's not recommended for people with hypertension.
What about your product, Be Energetic? That has it in there. Is that...
The Be Energetic does have a smaller amount, but it should also be considered, yes, for the person who has hypertension as well.
And we do say, use caution... Work with your healthcare practitioner, before you use it, if you have one of those conditions.
I've been taking Be Energetic, but I only take one capsule a day, so that's 300 milligrams.
Well, again, we cannot back down from our warning that if you have hypertension, don't take the white American ginseng because we have to follow the letter of the law. So we're not going to change our mind on that, I'm afraid.
Well, no, I'm just it's just that I wouldn't have to wait the rest of my product.
Well, I understand, and so what you could do, if you could return it if you need to, and or you could hold on to it and potentially go on our hypertension battle plan and beat the condition, and then you could use it again.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes, it did say it's not good for hypertension, high blood pressure.
Right, high blood pressure.
It's not good for high blood pressure?
Correct.
But I had the contrary before.
It's not good for high blood pressure. It's good for high blood sugar.
No, not from you, but somebody told me, you know, she has, her pressure went high, and somebody told her to take it out of ginger. She did it, and her pressure went down.
No, well, this is ginseng, sweetie, not ginger.
We're talking about ginseng, not ginger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions tonight?
I just have a comment. I've been taking it, and I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. We like to hear those.
Yeah, I've been taking it as well, and I think it's just amazing.
So is it okay to take more than 3 teaspoons a day?
Definitely, I do.
How many do you take?
I take, like, twice that much, 3 times that much.
Oh.
At times, like, especially if you're having an incredibly stressful situation, again, because the ginseng is adaptogenic, it can, you know, go and help, you know, where it is necessary. Any other questions, comments tonight? Okay. Well, great. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining on with us tonight. We appreciate everyone's time. We know everybody's got a very busy schedule, and now that it's such beautiful weather and light outside late, we extra especially appreciate you being on with us. So we are going to be back actually next week, same time, same place, talking all about our prostate battle plans. So I'm sure we'll have a very big crowd for that. So all the men need to tune in, and all the women can tune in for their fathers and husbands to learn all about the prostate battle plans. So again, thank you very much, Dave, for being on the phone with us tonight and giving us all that awesome information. We really, truly appreciate it. And I just want to say thanks again, and I hope everybody has a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you, Amy, and good night, everybody. It's been a good call. I think that we had a lot of great information to share tonight. I hope that you can use it, and we'll look forward to seeing you back 1 week from tonight at this same time.